The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sunday, October 25th will not be a good day to head to the beach and go swimming in Galveston, Texas at all. Since it's a lot of rain, it's headed towards Houston, Texas on Sunday, October 25th, 2015. People in Houston, Texas, be prepared. Have your rubber boots ready, for ankles ready, for ankles ready. When you go outside, wear your rain gear, wear your rubber boots, wear your ankles to keep you dry. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Have your iPads charged, have your iPods charged, have your cell phones charged, have your laptops charged, have your tablets charged, have your treats and your fortune ready. When you go for a walk, don't walk to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you go for a walk. When you're driving the car, don't drive to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you drive the car. Since it's going to be a lot of puddles in the streets, especially with that heavy rain on Sunday, October 25th, 2015, in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas, including Galveston, Texas, and the rest of southeastern Texas as well. If everybody lives in Houston, Texas, be prepared for a major storm on Sunday, October 25th, 2015. Best luck to you. People in Houston, Texas, be prepared for a major storm on Sunday, October 25th, 2015. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in a major storm. Stay dry, be safe.
So, I guess there's some kind of big storm coming. Guess you better stock up on the alcohol. Let's do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Lee Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Hopefully everybody's in a great mood. Hopefully you're stocked up on alcohol so that if it does rain all weekend, you can just stay in, watch football, and drink. That's my plan. There's a lot worse things that could happen.
Yeah.
So I guess we're supposed to get tons of rain here over the next couple of days. That appears to
rain?
Be rain.
In Houston?
Yes.
Man. And y'all must have forgot that that's where we live.
Yeah. And there's already a...
The panic seems a little bit silly.
There's already a name for the storm that's going into Mexico. Good old Pat. But
Pat,
yeah,
I call it, we don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
I'm calling it Pat.
Here comes Pat.
Exactly. But apparently there's another storm that's hitting us first, and then we're going to get the remnants of that on Sunday. According to the Chronicle, storms from all sides will pound Texas and Houston this weekend. We're going to get pounded.
Pounded.
That's the word they use, pounded.
Okay.
So it says, these heavy rains are likely to bring between 3 to 6 inches of rain for the weekend. Some areas, that's pretty small, but for rain, I guess that's a lot. Even though the ground is relatively dry and can handle a good amount of water, the severe weather will still cause flooding in the area. Of course it will. Because this is Houston, right?
That's what we do.
Everything gets flooded. But so be safe out there this weekend, and watch out for Pat and Pat's predecessor, Spanky. That's tomorrow's storm.
Spanky?
Yeah, we're calling tomorrow's storm Spanky.
Did you make up that name?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was maybe an official name.
No. That's a name I made up.
Okay, good.
So, and there have been several cancellations.
That way, if it's ridiculous, it's okay.
Right. Yeah, I like to name, when we're going to get a thunderstorm, I like to name it.
Okay.
I don't want them to feel inferior to these big hurricanes. Although, Hurricane Pat is allegedly the strongest on record.
In the history of ever.
Now, that's not true of typhoons, because apparently there have been some bigger typhoons. I don't understand the difference, although all I know is that one of them beats up on Asia and hurricanes beat up on us. That's really the only difference I know. I guess they spin different directions or something. I don't know. But strongest hurricane on record.
All right.
So there'll be a little bit left.
Thank goodness it's not hitting us.
No, no. By the time it gets here, it's just going to be rain. And
I wonder what kind of awful things Donald Trump will say about the Mexicans who get hit by this hurricane, and when like something comes up where we donate money to help the people affected by it.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of things Donald Trump will say about that. I can't wait to hear.
We need to build that wall first.
Yeah.
And then
that wall, you know what would keep
Throw money over the wall.
You know what would keep that bad weather out is a wall.
Exactly.
If we build the wall properly.
I don't think Pat could get across the border if there's a wall there.
If Pat ran into that wall, please like, turn right around back to Mexico with you.
Exactly. I'm going to rain on these people. I'm staying away from America. Donald Trump can keep the rain away.
Yep.
That's why you should vote for him. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Last night's NFL game. It's funny. I was driving in. I flipped over a little bit and heard the beginning of Salisbury's show. And he was basically saying the same thing that I brought up the other day. He says the worst quality he's seen in the NFL ever.
Well, if you watched last night, you definitely feel that way.
Yeah, if you use last night's game as an example, which, again, I think is a little bit of an overreaction because the truth is the 49ers are a terrible football team. And, of course, reports come out today that something big could be coming for the 49ers, and then Tom Sula comes out and says, oh, no, Kaepernick's our quarterback. I don't think you can change quarterbacks because you don't have another one that's worth a damn. But that guy is not any good, and his coaching is pathetic. How do you not run the ball one time with him? That is what he does.
I feel very rewarded to hear you say that, Fred, because I've said that guy's a trash can for years and years. I said it when he was in NFC championships. I said it when he was in the Super Bowl. That guy is no good. And now the league has finally caught up to him. And yeah, it's official. He sucks. That guy gets paid money to play professional football, which is laughable. And I say that. The sad part is, it's not like he's the worst quarterback in the league.
No, no.
I mean, he's bad. And yesterday he was especially bad. And
you,
I don't want to take.
You know what he didn't do yesterday, though? I'm going to give him a lot of credit for this.
What?
He didn't throw an interception.
That's true. You know what he did do? He threw the ball basically 1 to 2 yards down the field almost every attempt, or he just threw it straight out of bounds if somebody 1 to 2 yards down the field wasn't open. He's just not good. I mean, the reads aren't there. But you know what? Russell Wilson isn't far behind, and every time I watch this guy play, I'm like, oh, what's the big noise about this guy? And it was like, oh, you don't know, you're hating. That guy's great.
He's got nice hair.
Does he? I'm not into that hair.
He's got Jesus on his side.
Dude got sacked 5 times, threw 2 picks. And the picks that he threw, didn't need to. He didn't need to throw those balls, and he did. And he's just not the best decision maker. And the newfound focus on Russell Wilson in that offense, and this is what I expected to happen. Once you pay a guy that kind of money, you feel the need to work him in there a little bit more. Because, you know, otherwise, if that's what you pay him, and then he comes home with the same stats he was giving you when he was making almost no money, you're like, damn, what do we spend all this money on? But he's just not that kind of a quarterback. He's not a prototype NFL quarterback. And listen, he wasn't awful yesterday.
How many prototype – this gets back to our conversation the other day, though. How many prototype NFL quarterbacks do we really have left?
I don't know.
There's not many.
But the Seahawks, they dominate that game. But that doesn't say a lot to me at all. That 49ers team is awful, and the Seahawks didn't look very good either.
And still won 20-3.
Right. Their offensive line is disastrous. And credit the defense, who played a good game. Credit Marshawn Lynch, who ran hard. I don't know if that's that is not a Super Bowl contending team, in my opinion.
Right now, they're not. No, they're going to have to play a lot better. They've got to fix some of those offensive line problems. And you know, if you just look at Wilson's numbers, and this is why I don't always trust statistics, 18 of 24, one TD, 2 interceptions, the 5 sacks. You know what his total QBR was for that game?
What's that?
Surprisingly high, 81.4. And I watch that game.
I go too much on the eye test, Fred,
apparently. Well, I know, and I'm with you on that, because I watch that game, and it's like, man, he didn't really do anything to help this team win. And yet 81.4, and, you know, they try to measure with that thing when you make plays and stuff like that. Colin Kaepernick's total QBR, not 81.4.
No. What? Why not?
9.0.
What? But he didn't throw any picks.
He was a 9.
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Weird how that works.
Yeah, but I just thought it was really ugly football to watch. And the Seahawks, to me, are still a kind of team with nobody's running away with the wild card over there. So I think, you know, that was an important win for them to get.
Yeah.
But San Francisco is an absolute mess, and somebody should be fired. That whole coaching staff is bad. I know Kaepernick was terrible, but how do you not?
Well, Hyde was terrible. The whole offense was just disastrous.
But how do you not at least run some kind of running play for Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
At least he can do that. You can use his legs and occasionally and get first downs. How many carries he had? Zero. Same as I did. Same amount of carries I had last night. And that's just bad coaching, man. You throw bad coaching in with a guy who can't play, and you're going to get what you got last night, which is a whopping 3 points. And that's embarrassing considering the other team turned the ball over. And you got 3 points. But it just kind of goes back to, you know, we're talking about it. It's like the quality of play right now is not that great. It was interesting to hear Salisbury say that today.
All right.
But we shall see. I mean, at least it was football. At least I got to watch football.
Right.
And I was kind of disappointed in that UCLA-Cal game. I thought it would be a closer game.
It was not.
No. I think
I was disappointed in the ECU game.
Oh, man.
Those guys didn't want to win. Temple couldn't move the ball the whole game. And somehow, not only do they cover, they win by double digits.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that is the...
That's a good defensive football team. Temple really is. And I'm telling you, those programs at the top of that conference are pretty good. And East Carolina is not the East Carolina we're used to seeing, which is one of the reasons why I unloaded on Tulsa against them last week and got lucky with a backdoor cover. But Temple's a good football team, man. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Lots of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Get some phone calls in today. See what people going nuts over what Kenny Vaccaro said about Andrew Luck. I don't know where some things come from, because I guess somebody says Andrew Luck has deceptive speed, which I think is kind of BS. I mean, guy ran the fastest quarterback 40.
I think he's deceptive because he's a white guy with a neck beard.
That's what Vaccaro said. He says, not deceptive. Just because he's white doesn't mean he's deceptive. He's actually a great athlete. He has all the tools that you ask for as a quarterback. Smart, big arm talent, can go through all his reads, and he can run. So not deceptive. He's actually athletic. He's 100% right.
I agree. If Andrew Luck were a black guy, it would not be deceptive. Which, by the way, that reminds me. You remember yesterday, guys, we were talking about being in bad neighborhoods. Someone called the front desk and accused me of being racist because I said that I got nervous when I got lost in Memphis. And I don't care if it would have been black guys or... it could have been Hispanic guys. It could have been, you know,
Hindus.
It could have been a Hindu gang. It could have been, hell, it could have been a bunch of Nazis. It was scary because I walked in and they all called me honky and cracker. And when I walked out, they were all circled up around my car, looking inside my car, which didn't have a the top was down on it. So there were people like looking into the interior of my car with their hands all over my car. The same people who had just called me honky and cracker and asked if I was lost. So, yeah. Well, I was a little nervous.
I think maybe you just misunderstood. They wanted some crackers, and they were looking in your car
that
to see
was the case.
If you had crackers.
So, no. And the person who called said that I was racist because I was talking about being scared as a white guy going into a black store, which, first of all, I never said going into a black store. And I would maintain that the person who called and said that I called it a black store is the one who's racist, because everyone knows there's no black stores. There's only, like, there's Asian and Indian stores, and that's pretty much it. Right, Jung?
You nailed it on the head.
Okay. But, yeah, it was just a store. It was just a store. I don't think there was a black guy working in the store. I don't remember. This was a long time ago. I was like 19 or 20. But I didn't call it a black store. And I didn't say I was scared because there were black people outside. So you may want to lower your sensitivity levels and just kinda,
just a little bit. Or, yeah. You know what? If you're that sensitive, we're probably not for you.
Or maybe I'm racist and I'm
maybe you
I'm
are.
Just not.
But if
I wasn't certain until just now.
How would people have reacted, though, if you'd come out and said that the guys were saying, "Oh, you're a hunky. Go away, hunky."
I would have never done that voice because that would have been super racist.
Of course it would be, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
How do you think they would have reacted then? Ow, he's a racist.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I think you're a racist when you use your redneck voice, because I don't think you like white people.
Well, everyone knows that I don't really like anybody.
Hey, you're equal opportunity disliker.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. Of course, you can always hit us up on Twitter and every other way. Somebody sent me a map of what they call the tropical big storms. So it's hurricane in the Atlantic and the Pacific alongside the U.S. Apparently it's a typhoon going into, like, you know, China and the Philippines and everywhere else, like Australia, South America, cyclones.
Okay.
So now I know. I don't really know what the difference is other than they're just named differently. So I guess it's sort of like setting a record in the SEC versus the Big 12. So, yes, this is the baddest-ass hurricane, so it's like setting a scoring record in the SEC, but it didn't beat the Big 12's record in the Far East.
Okay.
For biggest typhoon.
All right.
I'm guessing.
Foster says most of the stores in Memphis are owned by Middle Eastern guys.
Ah, see?
And by the way, I don't remember what color brick the store was made of. It could have been black brick. But I never called it a black store.
People are...
The racist accusations are out of line and out of order.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
I work here with a Fowler and a Jong. And if they're not calling me racist, strangers aren't allowed to.
You think what you want, but I would just say if you're that easily offended, this is probably not the show for you. There's probably other options out there where they won't offend you. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a couple phone calls. Let's get Jake. What's up, Jake?
Jake.
Hello.
Hey, sports, Jake.
Sports, guys. Hey, man, I was just wondering, out of curiosity, what's the probability of the Saints getting in the playoffs? Is it a better chance to them than the Texans or what? And I'll hang up on this.
The probabilities of those teams making the playoffs are very similar. And I don't want to say zero because, I mean, crazier things have happened.
And you look at their schedule, it's not that threatening. And they get the Colts this week, which I don't think they're going to win that game, but it wouldn't shock me if they did. The Colts aren't that good.
Yeah, but how are the Colts 4-point favorites at home against the Saints?
They shouldn't be favored over anybody right now by that.
Oh, you don't think the Colts should be favored?
No, I think they should be favored, but they shouldn't. I mean, that's pretty close to a pick 'em, man. The Colts are not that good. And the Saints.
So you think the Colts or the Saints are better than the Colts?
I think they're both pretty much the same team, AJ.
Man, I think 4 is a light number for the Colts at home.
You can have it.
All right, I'll take it.
I am not going to be in the habit of betting the Colts this year.
Okay.
Ever.
Mark that number down for me, Jong. That's my first pick, my first official play, Colts minus four, home to the Saints.
No, I'll tell you the one that I'm all over is your Falcons. I'm going to be pounding
that's
on that.
That's a tough one to pass on, too. I'm not sure.
I'm not passing on that one.
There's some numbers that are very strange to me this week, I must say.
Well, we'll get to those at the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do the college ones next. But now you look at the rest of the Saints' schedule. They get the Giants at home, which, you know, I don't think they beat the Giants, but they could. But then they get Titans, Redskins, Texans.
They're going to win one or two of those.
Probably win all three of those. And then they'll lose to the Panthers, but then they get the Bucks, the Lions, the Jags, and then finish up at the Falcons. I don't think it's impossible. They're going to have to play better than they've been playing.
Well, they're the third best team in their division.
Yeah, but it's like we were talking about with the Seahawks. Nobody's really establishing themselves as a clear wild card yet, except for in that division.
Right.
So it's not impossible. I think they could get to 9 or 10, but I don't think it's likely either. I think they're more likely to 6-win team.
I mean, I think we saw a sign of life out of the out of the Saints.
Yeah, but
because expectations were high coming into the season, or higher than this, everyone wants to be like, oh, maybe we're on to something there, but I don't know. I mean, I've seen this team look pretty awful.
Well, that's the thing. It's easy to look at that and say, oh, they've turned it around, but a week before they played their worst game of the season against a bad Eagles team. So,
and they lost at home to Tampa.
Yeah.
At home to the Buccaneers. That's bad. Even the Texans didn't do that.
Let's couple people want to weigh in on you.
Okay.
Let's try.
I can't wait for this.
Let's try Butch. What's up, Butch?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports, Butch.
I want to tell you, I'm an old guy, but I was born in Memphis.
Okay.
And I can remember back in the 50s, I'm telling you how old I am now, when I was a young boy, Memphis was voted the cleanest city in the United States of America for three consecutive years.
I can tell you, none of those were in the early 2000s. I can tell you that for sure.
No. And what I'm trying to say to you is that I moved to Houston right before my 11th birthday. In fact, it was the week before the Oilers with Billy Cannon and Sid Blanks and Charlie Kohler and all that played their first game, exhibition game in Jefferson Stadium. And so I left there, you know, right before that 1960s, or during that, right before that 1960s initial season. And so that's how long ago I left Memphis. Well, I had three sons, two of them after college played professional baseball. And I went back with one of my sons, had a summer tournament back in Memphis. And this was probably late 90s, okay, real late 90s, okay. And
all right, Butch, this story's getting really long.
I went over there. I went with him. I showed him where I went to school and where I was born and where I lived and all that deal with her. And I got to agree with you, man. I mean, I know it's probably gotten worse in the next 15 years, but I'm going to tell you right now, it was scary. And it's one of the murder capitals of the United States now. And I just wanted to take a little pressure off of you and all that deal for the people that don't know, you know, that don't know anything, how Memphis has changed and all that kind of deal. It is rough over there, brother. I mean, it's bad. So I agree with you. I know exactly, at least there's one guy out here knows exactly where you're coming from. You're not racist. It's a tough deal. I'm going to tell you right now, I mean it.
But all right.
I don't care if you're black, white, or green.
Yeah.
I love you. I was just listening to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't want to get carjacked or killed or stabbed or robbed by anyone of any race or culture.
You don't have a preference?
Like,
if you're going to go ahead, if somebody's going to kill you, you don't want to, you wouldn't rather it be, say, I don't know, an Asian guy.
No.
Okay.
Is he going to kill me using, like, traditional Asian techniques?
What are those? Just
is he
going to
kill me with, like, a ninja star or a bow staff?
No, I don't want that.
See, now that would be racist.
If he killed me that way?
No, to assume that he would kill you
no,
that way.
No, I'm just asking if he would, because if he did kill me that way, I guess that's better than gunshot wound.
Well, it depends. If he's a really good shot, you know, where it's just boom, right in the head and you're done.
Yeah.
That's better than being chopped up with stars. That's going to take longer, right? Throwing stars?
What if he's a super accurate and he, like, cuts your jugular with one ninja star?
You're still going to sit there and bleed out.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
true. You have to be really accurate.
But, I mean, it'd take you a couple seconds to go, like, damn, this dude just cut my throat with a ninja star. You wouldn't be able to say it because you'd be bleeding out.
Yeah, you'd be saying,
but in your head, you'd be going, and then you'd die.
I got an interesting text from Jerome Solomon in terms of, speaking of racism. He said, just heard 2 minutes ago, apparently a couple of people at ESPN are hot on Arian Foster using an offensive Mexican accent today.
What?
And
really? I didn't hear Arian do a Mexican accent.
I thought it was offensive because it was bad.
Do you have the audio of that?
No. I guess it was like in the locker room or something. But, of course, Arian is half Mexican.
Is it, when you're half Mexican, are you allowed to do a bad Mexican accent?
I think so.
Particularly if you don't look Mexican at all. Arian Foster doesn't look like a Mexican dude, right?
Not particularly.
What about him looks Mexican, John?
He's a little lighter. His skin tone
is not...
There's
a lot of light-skinned brothers out
there. Yeah, but you can... I don't know.
Yeah, that dude doesn't look Mexican.
But if you work at ESPN, shouldn't you know that star running back is half Hispanic?
Yeah, but I don't... Well... I don't feel like using a bad accent is ever racist. I think it's hysterical.
So it's okay if I do, like, bad Middle Eastern?
No. If you,
it's not? Okay.
No, because damn. Arian Foster's famous and you're not.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Just some hack who would be racist for doing that.
All right, well, that explains it. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.
Cowboys Giants NFL 3:30 Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. I'm going to follow some instructions here and tell you that here's what's coming this weekend. Royals Blue Jays tonight at 7, game 6. Tomorrow, you got Texas Kansas State at 10 a.m. coverage begins. Washington Stanford at 9. And ALCS Game 7, if there is one, will be right here on 97.5, correct?
And then the Stanford Washington game will be after.
Okay. And then Sunday, we have Houston Game Day and Cowboys Giants at 3 o'clock.
Hey, where am I at on Sunday, John?
I'll double check with you.
All right.
Well, you're at Luke's tomorrow.
Luke's tomorrow for sure at 6 o'clock. I know that much.
Yeah, it doesn't have on here where you are Sunday. We'll have to...
No, here it is. I don't know if this is correct, though. It says I'm at Champs in Midtown.
That sounds about right.
Is there a Champs in Midtown?
No, there's not. It's in Uptown Park.
Uptown Park.
Yeah. Unless there's a new Champs that I'm not
aware of. So last week I was, they told me I was at Champs, and then apparently they sent everybody an email except me that I was going to be somewhere else. So of course I showed up at Champs, and they were like, "We don't know what you're talking about, dude.
You're at Champs,
the one here at Uptown Park.
Yes,
not the one in Midtown as it says here. All right,
yeah, because there's not one in Midtown.
4 o'clock
on Sunday.
Yeah,
it's noon.
Noon o'clock
during the game.
Okay. From noon to 2.
All righty.
I'll be there. Texans, Dolphins. That's an up for whatever.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Are you up for whatever?
Yeah.
Could be college football.
Right.
A trip out of town, but not playoff tickets to see Houston's home team run to the series.
No, you won't.
That's still
that.
On there.
Oh, that's going to.
Yeah. So when I read that, I just make sure I take that off.
That'll be weird. Hey, it's been a beer Friday for me.
Yeah. So what do we have here?
This is the Mexican IPA from Texas Beer Refinery.
Okay.
Who brought by some beer for us. After John got drunk on the air last week, we had a lot of breweries and establishments offer to bring us alcohol on Fridays.
Which we're down with.
Mostly for the purpose of getting John drunk enough to sing a song. And I was thinking maybe, you know, since Adele's new, you know, announced her new album, and maybe we could bring back some old Adele that you could do today. Would be
Ooh,
good.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to sing Adele?
John, what are you
really
trying to win a contest? Did you hear yourself last week or what?
Yeah, I heard myself.
How'd you feel about it? How'd you feel about your performance?
Not as good
pretend you're Simon Cowell and talking
about it. Could you tell them not to talk while you're on
the
microphone,
hey, ladies,
by the
this
way?
Is there's a professional broadcast going on. I know
he's on the microphone, and we're hearing your voice.
Yeah, no big
Thank
deal.
You.
Well, they're in here flicking you off.
I know,
so.
I know. Because
no one cares.
Well, Brenda's blowing you kisses, Charlie.
No one cares about the fact that we're doing a professional radio broadcast here.
I would say last week's performance was worse than Sam Smith.
Okay, so you're saying it was lacking a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can up it, up your game this week. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So you gave him some too, right?
Yeah, gave him some. But thanks to the guys at Texas Beer Refinery, who I just found out about their brewery a couple weeks ago.
Those are the guys in Dickinson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're from Fred's neck of the woods. And you can find them in about 10 HEBs or something like that now. They're starting to get into HEBs.
I was at some place the other night and had one of their beers that was on tap.
Okay.
Gosh, if I can remember where it was. I think it was Bovine and Barley had one of theirs.
Okay.
So, because I tried, it was very good.
And they said, today we're having a tasting with Growlers to Go at Clear Lake Shores Food Truck Park until 9:30.
Nice.
So if you're down that way, you want to get your hands on some of this good stuff.
Yeah.
This is like
I'm actually going to
key lime IPA. That's
very
IPA.
Good.
Yeah.
It's very good. I'm not a big IPA guy, but this is terrific.
And then the other part of my beer Friday, I got to Carbach at 8 o'clock this morning, and I've been brewing all day.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you brew?
A chocolate mint stout.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but I smell of malt and barley. Like I'm kind of smelly. I brought extra clothes, but I just didn't have time to take a shower and change.
Mm.
Like I brought gym clothes.
Yeah.
I figured, I'll brew in the morning. I got there early. I'll brew in the morning. I'll go to the gym and work out, take a shower, change clothes, and be fresh and clean when I get here. That's not the case. I smell like a brewery. But here in a couple weeks, we should have something done. We made some on the pilot system they've got there today. So that was a
very
really cool.
cool
thing. So thanks to Eric at Carbach for having me out to do that, which is awesome.
He's a good dude, and you know how we feel about their beer. I mean, that's they do such a terrific job over there. Let's grab a quick phone call since we're not going to have time to do our college picks this segment. Bergule, is that it?
Virgil.
Virgil, okay.
Virgil?
Virgil, I apologize. Once again, the interns have punched in B-E-R-J-U-L-E for your name.
Boy.
Okay. Hey, it's okay. Fourth, guys. Hey, I just want to say one thing, especially listeners. I caught the show earlier. You were saying somebody called in and said you're a racist guy. Well, I guess we're all racist. Because here I am, I'm a black and Cuban guy. It's been plenty of times I've been in. Matter of fact, recently I was out in Birmingham, Alabama, right there off of Legion Drive. And I pull up at the store. It's nighttime. You got some kind of guys rough around the edges hanging out. And at the same time, I'm telling my wife, hey, honey, you know, you kind of want to clench your purse, stay tight to me just in case something pop off. So, guess what? I guess that makes me a racist.
You are. Were there white people around or black people or what was it?
Oh, it was some black guys. There's even places I've been in here in Texas, east side of Austin, or even whether it's black or white. You know, you like, hey, guys, until you're new, when you come into a town, they say, yeah, you can tell just by the way you dress, you're not from around here.
Yeah. You must have been to the east side of Austin about 5 or 10 years ago, because now there's no black people on the east side of Austin.
Yeah, they've redeveloped. All, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they've all been moved out, and there's neckbeard white people there now. So,
yeah, it has been redeveloped. But I'm just saying, that's just I believe it's human nature in general, no matter what. If you're not familiar with the area, and then, like you say, you got guys standing around your car checking it out, first thing in your mind is going to wonder, well, hey, what's going on?
So are you voting that I am not racist?
Yeah, because like I say, I guess that case then that makes me racist.
Okay.
No matter where I go, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic. I'm black and Cuban, and I traveled throughout the states, America, and it's a lot of places. Some places, sketchy areas. I end up, you know, you just like you go to Miami, you make the wrong turn, you in the sketchy area.
All right. Well, I feel vindicated, Fred.
The only time in my life I've ever actually been worried about going into a neighborhood that I didn't know where I was East St. Louis. And I took a wrong turn trying to go somewhere else and wound up in a neighborhood that I did not want to stop in. And that, for the longest time, was the murder capital of the world, too. So, but any other time, man, I don't worry too much about it. Especially around Houston. I guess I'm not going to be in any hurry to go to Greens Point at 3 a.m.
No.
I don't see any need to do that. But otherwise, I mean, I don't know. I don't worry too much about stuff.
You're brave, though.
No, it's just, for one thing.
Plus, you're not a pale skin like me, Fred. We have to live in fear.
Yeah. I usually have something to protect myself with, so one of the reasons why I don't worry too much. Hey, guys, I'll tell you where a really great place to go, though, is if you want to go and watch that baseball game tonight and watch the football, or you want to watch the football tomorrow, you want to duck the storms, the best place to do it, go to Tupelo's. Go see Chip and his gang at 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. If you're up on that side of town, you know it's one of our favorite places on the planet, and it is such a great place to go and watch your football. The way they have things set up there, you can see all the games. They've got great beer. They've got terrific food. The staff is great. They're very friendly. They're going to make sure you have a good time. So go and watch your football there this weekend. Go watch college tomorrow, NFL on Sundays. And they got the big Halloween party coming up next week. So all kinds of cool things going on at Tupelo's. Great place for the family. If you bring your family, you're not going to be out of place. If you don't, you're not going to be out of place either. You're going to have a good time. We're out there all the time. Going to be back up there next month. Love going out there. You should make it your home away from home. That's Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Go by and tell them you heard about us on, heard about them on the Blitz. That's Tupelo's, tupelos.com. Guys, stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So time to do our weekly college picks. I think I was 2-1 on colleges last week. I have no idea what I was on the NFL because I didn't play any of those games. So... do you have the record?
I just wait until John comes in and tells us the next Monday or Tuesday.
I'll double check during the break.
Okay. Tonight's game I'm going to take as my first one. Tulsa, I'm now seeing 10.5 at home against Memphis. I think Memphis wins the game, but I think it's going to be tighter than that. All the reasons we talked about with Willie yesterday, Memphis coming off essentially the biggest win of that in that program's recent history. Now a road game on a Friday night after that. I will take Tulsa plus 10.5 and feel pretty good about it, actually. That will be a play for me tonight as well. An actual play, not just a we're picking and play.
All right. God, there's a lot to choose.
Also, I just throw this out there. I like the under 76.5, too.
Okay. I've talked so much about this Utah-USC game that I'm almost ready to take USC, but I'm not going to go there just yet.
Do it.
No, I'm going to start with Kansas State, and I'm going to take a touchdown plus 7 at Texas. I mean, maybe Texas has figured something out. That doesn't mean they're going to start beating decent teams by a touchdown. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, I actually like that quite a bit. That's a game that I was looking at. Because basically, if you draw a line through last week, go back to the week before where Texas was losing and Kansas State was almost beating TCU, what do you think that line would be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been... I'm guessing it would have been Kansas State favored.
Yeah, so I like that one. I'm kind of with you on that. Jongster?
I'll take the Aggs plus the... What is that?
Five is the number.
I heard the reason why the line changed so much in the Texas game is because of the bad weather coming in. I heard it went from like 4 to 7, like real quick.
They think that it helps Texas if there's bad weather?
Yeah, because they're better running team.
All right.
Actually, it's just supposed to be rain, not wind. I like teams that can throw the ball when it's wet because the receivers know where they're going. Either way, I don't think it's going to be that big of an impact.
I like teams that play better. So that's why I'll stick with them.
Okay. So for pick number two, I am going to go to Toledo at UMass. I'm not big on fading 14.5 on the road, but Toledo is going to mash Massachusetts. I'll give the 14.5. I might even give 21 to 22.5 on this game if I had to. I think Toledo goes in there, rolls, easy win. That is play number two.
I'm going to go back to the old, the fading Old Dominion drawing board, and I'm going to go Florida International Golden Panthers, and I'm going to give 13 points in this one. As they host the Monarchs of Old Dominion.
Charlotte.
You are an Old Dominion savage.
I'm an Old Dominion hater, apparently. Charlotte did me right last week, and this week I'm hoping for the Golden Panthers to come through for me.
All right.
I'm going to take San Diego State plus 5.5 against Utah State, and this is one of Willie talked about this yesterday. I think this might have been one of his like it, don't love it plays, but I'm going to take it.
All right.
Okay, my third one was going to be Western Kentucky at LSU when they were getting 17, but that number's down to 15, and I'm not crazy about that. I know that that's, I mean, a two-point jump at this stage, it takes it off a scoring number, worries me a little, so I'm going to pass on that.
You liked Western Kentucky?
I did like Western Kentucky too. To cover, and I still do, and I may still play it, but I'll keep an eye on that line tomorrow. But
it'll be back to 17.
If it does, that then I'll be all over it, but for the purposes of our little pick three, I will take the over in Louisville and Boston College. That number's 37. And I believe Louisville is going to be able to score. Whenever you have, I love the
37 is such a laughable number.
It's ridiculous, especially when you have a 9-point favorite in the game.
Yeah.
And to me, that doesn't add up. I think Louisville covers that by themselves. But I will take the over on Boston College Louisville. That, too, is an actual play for me this week.
I'm going to go the under in the Duke-Virginia Tech game. Duke is one of the best scoring defenses in the country. And I actually think, we talked last night with Woolley about his rules.
Yeah.
About the team being favored as the non-ranked team against the ranked underdog. Virginia Tech falls into that category. That doesn't mean that Virginia Tech is suddenly going to turn into an offensive juggernaut. These are two relatively mediocre offensive football teams. The number's 44. I'm going to go under. I bet this is one of those, 10-7 or 10-3 type games. Maybe whoever wins this game, 17 is what I'm calling. 17-20 wins this game.
All right.
In my last pick, I'm going to go under the Texas-Kansas State. I see 48. What do you guys see?
I see 48.
All right. If it's going to be wet and sloppy, I think they're going to run the ball. And if they run the ball, I think a lot of clock's going to be taken. They're going to chew up a lot.
Wet and sloppy and a lot of chewing up a lot of what?
Clock.
Clock. Oh, I thought you said it was going to be wet and sloppy.
I thought you were going to have to dump yourself.
So hopefully there's not a lot of passing going on tomorrow.
Right.
Chew up a lot of South Carolina. Is that where you were going? Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say.
That's what I thought John said.
The game clocks.
So, I think I was 2-1 last week. I know two of them. I was right on Syracuse, and I was right on Tulsa. I don't remember what the third one was, but that's because I'm old and we drink on Fridays. So,
all right.
A couple other games I'm kind of looking at as potential plays. I mentioned Western Kentucky against LSU. I think that number's a little high. And how motivated is LSU going to be?
I liked it a lot more at 17.
I did too. I'm going to keep an eye on that. 15. Not as crazy about. The other one I like a little is I'm kind of with you on A&M plus 5. I think those are the exact same team. So if you're giving me 5 points, I'll take that.
I've been fading Georgia Tech. If it gets to 7, I might be on their side against Florida State.
Okay. I cannot trust Georgia Tech right now. It's one of those teams.
Difficult for sure.
Yeah. And I don't mind Tech plus 14 against OU either.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm out on betting Tech.
They're inconsistent, but I think OU's a little inconsistent too. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break. Come back. It'll be NFL time. We'll have our picks for that as well. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.